Okay.
I'll get started. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do is I have what to do on the topic before and something which we don't like to do in Ian Shalim to show you something completely new about what's going on over here. Okay? And I hope it works out. I did a lot of work. This is really a combination of multiple emails between Professor Langemann and myself about different meanings of words, and a lot of my own work on the side, and I decided to put it together today, and I think it came out very nicely. Menach Shemayim, you know, just from the thing you'll see, you'll decide. This is today's work, okay? Okay. V'chein titzaveinu lehisnaheg b'midah mehamidos kagoin mashin itzavino b'chemlo v'achmonus v'chanina v'avo. We'll see that the translation of avo is certainly incorrect, and whether the chemlo and the chanina should be split around, I'm a little confused about this, but that's not getting to anything now. Okay? But we'll see about the word avo, okay? Because we'll see the Rama has a different word which is translated in avo and mitzvah vov. But that's going to be very, very important, okay? Okay. First of all, know what this word midas is, okay? Okay. So Kapach has a long discussion, or a short discussion, a footnote, that this is tchunas ha-nefesh, personality traits, character traits, okay? And this l'cheira is what the Rambam is talking about in the beginning of Hilchos Deos. And this in the Rambam's discussion, Hakdomo to the mitzvah achter bedrochov, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, okay? So, the problem is that if you're going to do that, ahava is not a character trait. You can talk about chanina, you can talk about, you know, mercy, or different types of mercy, between chemlo and chanina, okay? And you can talk about rachmonis, you can talk about a character trait. But ahava is not a character trait, okay? So even Kapach, who talks about character traits, interpreting as Ahava is a problem, not only from Menehu Bey, from his own shtickle, but he translates the word in two different Arabic words as Ahava and Reshva. We'll see. Okay, let's say that. Okay. Okay. Now, first of all, what is Amida? Okay. So, what Professor Langemann wrote to me the following. The Arabic kulik, K-H-U-L-Q, means character trait. Okay, now this next line, I don't know what it means. And the verb in the fifth form, this is where the verb is in the fifth form, I don't know that much about Arabic. And the verb in the fifth form, takalka alaka, okay, means to acquire a character trait and assimilate it to your personality. So that's what he's doing. The mitzvah is to acquire character traits and assimilate it into your personality. And he says, similarly would be if you would say takalara bika in Allah, it would come with the lachta bedrochov, which you could also say that this, okay? So, you know, the first thing, you know, you ask yourself, which, you know, I don't want to even address, we'll see, we'll dress it aside later, is L'cheira since Valachta B'drochov is the classical case of character traits. L'cheira, that should have been the example.
Not the Alecha Kamacha.
Yeah, and we don't know how V'achta V'achamoicha. We don't know how it fits, B'chal. And Ava's not a character trait. Okay? Is that a good start? That's dealing with the text, okay? Is that a reasonable thing? Okay, now, first of all, okay, I want to point out that the Rambam has set up four categories of four things, and I think he's somewhat influenced by the Ibn Ezra, but has taken, and we'll see, he takes it to new vistas in a whole new world. Okay? So I want to read to you, and the Eben Ezra probably was the first one that said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is a mitzvah in the mitzvahs. I don't know if Kadmonim said that, but it's all in Eben Ezra over here also. Okay? Both Anochi and Shema Yisrael. So let me read to you. Eben Ezra, in Shai Lemoira, Perek Zayin. So he has three types of mitzvahs. The first is mitzvahs halev. I don't know if lev is a seed of the seichel, whatever, the mitzvahs halev. Okay? Mitzvahs halev. Tchilosom onoich Hashem alokecho. Shiyamin b'chol liboy, shashem shaltzim in Mitzrayim, hu eloko. Vihinehi mitzvahs say. V'kocho, v'yohafta es Hashem alokecho. Uledof kaboy. V'kacha v'afta l'yach kamoicha. V'loi sa'ase, lo yiye l'cho Elohim acherim. Okay? Be'emunis ha'leiv. Be'emunis ha'leiv. V'loi sisiz achichem b'lovavecho l'y sachmoid. That's lame. Everything is lame. Okay? V'yodat ha'yoyim v'ashuris l'lovavecho mitzasei Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, so I assume that's okay, that's also a mitzvah, okay? U'mitzvah ha'peh. There's mitzvah lei, mitzvah peh. V'idekayin God, v'idekayin, v'anis v'amalta. Mo'itzvah secha tishmo. U'bichas ha'mozen, v'halel u'tfilah. Halel, interesting, not getting involved in that, okay? V'shinatim levonech v'dibalta bom, v'imitzvah seh, koch ha'peh. Okay, Talmud Torah. Okay, good. Okay. V'loisa se v'rabim v'rabim kocha. V'loisa se loisisa Hashem Elokecho. Isa Hashem Hashem Elokecho. Loisa nebereacho. Elokim loisakalil loisoo loisaskilu. Elokim Hashem Elokecho apicho apicho. Loishoma apicho. V'loisicho islam bris v'chule. V'loisa ne alriv v'rabim kleila. There's three categories. Lei, Peh, and Maisa. Okay? Maisa doesn't explain. Lei, he explains. Peh, he explains. Shalom, Maisa. Okay, good. So the Rambam, what he a priori did, what he probably did, is what it seems, but we'll see that it's probably not that so. He basically split the Lei into two. And he called it Deis or Hashkofes and Midais, and he left everything else the way it was. Okay? And basically, he's, you know, appending the Eben Ezra. Now I want to show you. Now, let's go. It starts over here. You see, the Eben Ezra is telling you about how the Maisa Mitzvah is done. The Maisa Mitzvah is done, sometimes it's done by Lev, sometimes it's done by Peh, and sometimes it's done by Pula. The question is, the Ram talking about the Maisa Mitzvah, okay? The first thing that gets you to think about this, I don't know, I probably mentioned this very quickly. I don't know if I dwelled on it, okay? The Rambam has the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yos Hashem in Yediyah, okay? But the mitzvah is to love God. But the Rambam says the tainug of the Yediyah comes with Mela. And I assume either the Tainug itself is the Ava, or the Tainug will bring you to Ava. So really what's happening over here is this is a prelude to the mitzvah. These are the kelim which one uses, the wherewithal which one uses in order to affect that the mitzvah should happen. Yerushalayim is after the idea of the godless Abri, or the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how I am a minuscule to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Mamela, after this idea, I have Yerush Hashem. But this is not the Maisa Mitzvah. It's the Kalim, which one uses, and wherewithal, which part of his goof, or what does he use in order to be go about to Mekayim the Mitzvah, okay? So when you talk about Volachta B'drochov, the Mida, the character trait, and the Mitzvah Hainu Hach, correct? But what happens when you talk about V'yahavta Lecha Kamecha? Okay? Now here comes now important Arabic distinction, which I'm not going to, I want to build on this slowly but surely, okay? This fourth thing, which the Rambam counts, okay, and is translated as Ahava, okay, is basically Professor Langerman, it's a different word, not the word that's normally used for Ahava. And the word that's used, he says, it's a different, what's the word there?
Altadad.
Okay. Yeah, Altadad. You know what that means? That means friendship. And the truth is, the Ram does say in his Hakdama, he's going to use philosophers also in order to convey what Midas. And in Aristotle's virtues, there's something called friendship. And that's what the word means. Friendship. Okay? However, when he talks about Avtarech Kamoicha, in Reish Vav, he's a different word. And that properly should be translated as Ahava. So really what happened over here is the Rambam is telling you the virtues which one should cultivate in order to be able to do the Avtarech Kamoicha. That Ahava, which is not a Midah, the mitzvah itself is not a character trait. Obviously, soul is not a character trait. The Rambam never said that. But the kalim, which you use the same way the kalim, which you reach the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yerush Hashem, is Yediya, is Ashkofa. Similarly, the kalim, which you come to be after Achkamoicha, is these virtues, and one of them, the last one, is Yedidus. Okay? This is very important. You see every word over here, if you have the wrong translation, you missed the boat. Okay? Okay. So, here, again. So, through these virtues, I cultivated myself to use it to express an emotional feeling towards the Zulas. The Ahava that I feel is an expression of my character traits. Okay? So an amazing thing happened. That's why I would say he picked this example. Because by picking this example and picking Abba, and see, instead of picking, he does pick Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, okay? Which I would assume it's Yediyah, okay? Okay, maybe not, I don't know. But he could have said Nurcha Hashem Elokecha. But he's telling you something new, okay? That these are the Kalim. So it's not that he's redone the Eben Ezra. He's turned the world upside down. And then it becomes an amazing thing. Because if you tell me that I'm using these four categories, or the three categories in Eben Ezra to define different categories of mitzvah. And if the Maisa mitzvah, different Maisa mitzvah, one is a Maisa, one's pear, one's lay, so it's a different story, I understand. But if what really we're telling you is what kalim do I move my physical, do I use the kalim, my intellect, the kalim of my character, my virtues, do I use my pair, do I use my maisa in order to get the mitzvah done? But that's the way the mitzvah is done. But it's not the maisa mitzvah, that should be keveya in minyan mitzvahs is a chiddush nifla. So that is point number one. Okay, now. So now we're going on, okay? So what is it? What is it? The mitzvah is the empathy. The empathy, the feeling of love, the feeling with the other person. Basically, I would assume, and we'll see that the Rambam does this, I would say something like you'll find in Yisrael B'Sherei Shavrida, in Shah Aleph, Perek Dalid, that a person when he's in the facilities, in the bathroom, okay, can make kind of the mitzvah Abbas Hashem, he says. Abbas Yisrael, Abbas Achtorach Kamoich. He says, he should be Maila al Adas. Lismoyach b'teves chaveiroi, v'yikayim b'zeh mitzvah l'achdo l'ach kamoicho. Okay? So it's the mitzvah l'achdo l'ach kamoicho is an emotional thing, okay? But it's not one of the four categories. The four categories could traits. It's a psychological thing, whatever you want to call it. We don't know if emotions were in the Rambam's purview. Whatever it is, it's this feeling of love, okay? This feeling of love, which is an outgrowth of the character traits, of the virtues, okay? The same way Abbas Hashem is a feeling of love of God, but it's an outgrowth of the idea. Okay. Now, in Reish Vav, he has a different word, mitzvah se reish vav, and that's not yedidus, because the mitzvah is not yedidus, the mitzvah is ahava, which he has the Arabic word for ahava. He shetivonu lahoy, kitzaseinu es kitzaseinu, kamoi shenahov atzmeinu, vushiniya chemlosi ve'avosi li'ochi, ki chemlosi ve'avosi li'atzmeinu. So what they did, Kapach made it saying Chemlo and Ahavo, went back, and it's the same thing he put in Cherish Test, but it's not true. Because Chemlo is a virtue, and I use that virtue also in order to express my Ahava, okay? But you can't, but Yedidus is friendship. Here, so it's Ahava, okay? So that's what he says, Almauno b'machvo. Machvo is ahavo. Shh. And then he says, Shapakak, Shapakti, umachvas klachvi. This is the chemlo, which he had also in Sherish Tess, together with the ahavo, as opposed to Yedidus, a different word. So everything is betachlus adiktuk. And that's what he says in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, mitzvah kol odom lahoiv. Es kol echot b'yechot b'Yisrael, kikufa yishneem v'achto lach kamoch. Okay? So this, I would have told you a priori, you say, you know, this guy, you know, something, but l'cheir, this is what comes out. I didn't say anything yet. Okay? Okay? Next step, okay? So now, okay, now we go back to Sherish Shani. And he writes towards the end, when he's discussing the Bahab, about Gimel Chesed and all the different mitzvahs of Biko Cholim and Nicham Avelim, Umination is Smochim, Betos Hazois, Monu, Bechlau, Mitzvahs Asay, Biko Cholim, Venicham Avelim, Ukfuas Mason, Beglau, Hadrash Hanisko, Beomo Yisalago Datalem, as a der Yehubo, Bes a Mesa Sheyasu, Womo. וזה אז הדר זגון הסחסות, ויחו בו זה, זה ביקוחילים, בו זוג ווס מייסים, ויש המייסה, אלו הדינים, I don't know why he quotes that, I pointed out then, אשר יעשו לפני משהו איזה הדין. אוקיי? וחושבו שכל פעולה הוא פעולה, ותום הפעולה איס, פעולה בין הפעולה, הלולו מצווה בפני עצמו, יודו שכל הפעולה הלולו ודמיהם נכנוס איז תחס מצווה אחס מכלל המצווה סקסובס בתירו, בביו והוא אמר יסעל לי אבי אחת לך כמוך אוקיי אז he's talking about a pool and he does the same thing אוקיי okay. he does the same thing in פרק יודלת of Hilchus Ovel Aloch Aleph when he says mitzvah say shel divreim levak ha-choyim nicham ha-veilim because that's the Rabbonon but at the end he says af al-pi shekol mitzvah is elu mi-divreim hein mi-divreim hare hein b'chlau ve-after ha-chmocho kvo dove shete roitze ishi yasu oisom l'cho acherim asei oisom ois asei ato oisom l'ochicha b'terim mitzvah see here again this is my shekel that b'chlau is not the pshuta shel mikra, the bechlau is a drosha, and it's not the pshat, and the Rambam is ready to say that there's a d'raisa d'gedin, but it's not pshuta shel mikra, which is, in v'after l'achamoich, there's a drosha let pulois. And but the mitzvah, pshuta shel mikra, is the virtue, okay, and the way it expresses itself in the ahavo. And there's no problem that to make it two mitzvahs, because the drasha on the same person, not pshuta shel mikra, there's no problem. It's the same pasuk anyway. Can't count it twice. That's the Rambam's very careful, both in Sherish Beis and in Hilchos Avot, he says b'chlal. Says mamish, everything is valid. Okay? Okay. So it means that Rabbanan is separate pulis mesiyomos, which is separate mitzvah in the Vrayim, mid the reisa, but not mefuish, because there's this general idea of pulis for Yechaver, okay? But the regesh, whatever you want to call it, I don't know if the Ram regesh is in the Ram's repertoire, but this feeling of ava, whatever the word means, that is pshuto shel mikra. Okay? So okay, okay, now, okay. Beseda, I didn't do anything, right? No, right? I just, every word, the way what it is, but see, if you accept you do this, you accept this, you accept that, you know, that's what it is. But if you don't have the proper translation, you don't got nothing, okay? Now, next.
What does Karach translate?
Where?
This word, Avo.
Avo, he's also Avo. He just switches around the order of, well, you can have it here. Here it is. You have this. Here's Koch. Here. This last line on page 7 here, and the line afterwards. He just switches the order. When I talked to him this morning, he said it doesn't make a difference. Could be this way, that way, it doesn't make a difference. I don't know, you know what? No, whatever. Okay, let's say that. Next. Okay? So the important thing is not, you know, what the order is. The important thing is, what is Yedidus or not? That's a virtue, okay? Okay. Now, so now that we got that, the next one, this is very important, okay? The problem is, okay, and we're going to have to deal with various words and things that he does in Perek Vav, and we'll see how far we get and what we do. Or we'll do something else. We'll see. But this, I think, if I didn't, even like Bosse El Mishul Dov is there, this is important, okay? I think, you know, if I wouldn't have said this over here, there's no place to say it. Okay? Okay. I'm sorry I'm going so slow here in Sherish Test, but the words, I think, you know, we got to know what he's saying. Okay, now next. Now, the Rambam goes like this. Let's go back to Perek Vav. To Perek Vav, Aloha Gimel, Hilchos Deis. Mitzvah, I'll call Odom, Lahoy, call Echad mi Yisrael, Kigufoy. Sheneemar, V'yahavta lo'yacha kamoicha. Now I'm going to skip part of it. That Lefikach, he says two things. I'm only going to take the second one. We'll come back to the first one later. Lefikach, V'lochus al-mamoinoi, Kasher huchas al-momen atzmoi. V'goyitze b'chvoid atzmoi. Okay? So, there's Lefikach b'chos al-mamoinoi. So, the question is, what does the word Lefikach mean? Because, is that the mitzvah? When I say, since it's a mitzvah, therefore I have to do it? It's a little bit odd. We have to know, and mitzvah, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, how the Rambam uses the word Lefikach. Okay? We'll see how he uses it. Okay? The truth is, in Sefer Mitzvah, in Yerah Mitzvahs, he doesn't make it a Lefikach, he makes it part of the mitzvah. Now let's read Reish Vav. HaMitzvah Reish Vav, Hishesivonu Laho Kitzaseinu Esksaseinu Kmo Shenav Atzmeinu Ushe Tiye Chemlosi Vavosi Liochi Kechemlosi Vavosi Atzmi Bimoinoi Uvagufoi Vachol Ma Shiyir Birishusoi O Yirtze Oisoi V'chol ma she'elze li'atzmi elze loy kamo. V'chol ma she'esna li'atzmi olami she'yitvak bi esna loy kamo. V'omu yis'ale ve'afto lach kamoicha. So it's very strange. He starts out with v'avosi li'atzmi B'mamoni, then a begufoi. So what does he want? Because he's starting out with myself. She kamoi shenav atzmenu. He starts with atzmenu, and then he goes on and explains other things, okay? So I spoke to Korach about this once, and he told me this vav, sometimes the vav in Arabic, can mean a pirush and a biur. It's not a separate thing. And he thought that in the Arabic, it's mustaba to say this, that what atzmenu is gufoy and mamoina. This is explaining. So then it comes out in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Avo expresses itself about the guf of Yehovah and his mamoy. Okay? In Mishneh Torah, he says, Lefikach, Tzoch Lochus Al Mamoine. So, is that the same thing? Lechay Lefikach doesn't sound like the same thing. Okay? Because the embassy is Kigufoy. Lechay is the Abba is Kigufoy. He's talking about the person. And then he adds Lefikach, okay? Then there's another problem, okay? He adds something else. He says before that, about the momoi, he says, Lefikach tzoch lesapir b'shvochai. And this is mad, because now he's talking about verbalizing something. And where did that come from? Lefikach tzoch lesapir b'shvochai v'loch samamoyner. It's like coming out of, you know, what is this? And what does all this mean? Okay? So, you know, even though we're talking about what kalim you have, in other words, when you need the kalim of Yediyah, You're not, the Maisa Mitzvah is not a Pula or not an Amila. You use the Kalim in order to do the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is not the virtue, okay? But Amila, it doesn't fit. Okay? And even if you tell me there's like a pu'ula, the Ram Shita in V'ahavta lech kamocha, every pu'ula mesuyemes, it's not the way I speak. In general, l'sapir b'shvochai is a very particular, peculiar thing. So this should be the rabbonim, if it's takon. And the question is, the word lefikoch, that's a takon? What is lefikoch? If it's a mitzvah, he doesn't say lefikoch. And if it's takon, he says lefikoch tikno, he should have said. He doesn't say lefikoch tikno. Okay? So here we go. Okay? The case is lefikoch tzibur racham. For example, you see in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, in Hilchos Deis, lefikoch tikno, he has such a thing. But here, that's not the case. Lefikoch tzivu chachomim holy shuinim she odom shom deyosa. We say that that's not here. Okay. Now I just want to tell you, I don't think it's the same thing. There's a problem in Sefer Mitzvahs also, in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. Because there it says in Mitzvah Aseh Gimel, Lefish Kasher Ata Oyhev Es Mishuhu Tahalloi U'Teshap Chenu V'Tikro Bereod Yedidusoi Yedidusoi. Okay? That's what Abu. Vayikro Abu V'Shem Keil Olam. They wanted everyone to love God. That's what's going on. So l'chayla, this kriya is not the Maisa Mitzvah. It's a shi'uim in what happens, how much my deya and how much my Abbas Hashem is that I'm going so far. Okay? Is that what's going on? The reason that I'm telling people, I'm talking about a shevach of Chaim Yankel because I want everyone to love him because I love him so much. That's what's going on. It's very odd. That's not what's happening here. Okay? That's a Shuman Avos Hashem. And the idea that I want and I've wrong. Okay? So it's not that. It looks the same, but it's not that. So what I want to do is try to work through the Ram Mishneh Torah and say what the word Lefikoch means and then move on. Okay? The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deis Halacha Aleph, Derech Briyosei Shel Odom Liyos Nimshach B'Deyosav U'Maisav Achareyav V'Chaverov V'Noyei Keminik Anshe Midrosei Lefikoch Tzoruch Odom L'Schabe L'Tzadikim V'Lei Shemetz Achom Tomim K'Nei Shilma V'Maisei V'Yisrach Min Roshoyim Ahochim. Okay. There's a separate mitzvah, Uboy Sidbok, to be dealt with Talmud Chacham. So this is what's going on. So he quotes that mitzvah later. This is not this. The Rambam is giving you an Eitzah. The Rambam is giving you the repertoire of how one can become this. He's telling you what to do. He's giving you an idea. It's a logical thing that if you want not to be influenced by your neighbors to get close to the right people and to stay away from the wrong people. Okay? But here the Schabbos is not a keel. It's a way to enable you to be kind of not to be influenced in the wrong way. Because he only mentions Uboy Sidbuk and Aloha Hei. He's not talking about Uboy Sidbuk. But it's a tachbula, how to be clean in midas tevis. Okay? Another Rambam. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Hoyil v'heyoyis aguf bolim v'sholim midak Yashem. It's midak, not dak Yashem. It's a way to get to dak Yashem. Shayyef sheshiyobim. O yeda dov midias habiri v'uchile l'fikoch tzoch l'srachik odom atzmu midvorm ma'atnes aguf. So it's also tachbula. If I want to be in Dak Hashem, I should do this. Okay? It's something logical that people should do in order to get to this point. It's the way that I'm at point X and want to get to point Y. What's the logical way of going about doing it? Without any takona. It's not the mitzvah. Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Yud. Halacha Vav. Dov yidu bo shein avos hakodesh baruch hu nikshares bilu shodu ad sheyishke bo tamid kloy v'yazav kol oilam kol mash boim chutz mimeno kimoy shetzivo v'yom v'chol baruch hu nafshecho ein oiv hakodesh baruch hu ela bedas sheyedu. Okay, that's the only way you can get to v'al pi adei tiye al avo im at v'im harbe v'im at ma'at v'im harbe harbe. It's a function of yidu. Lefikach tzoruch odom liyachir atmo lehobnu lehaskil b'chochmos utfunos hamodiyim loy es koinei kifi kleichai sheyesh ba'odom lehobin, because that's mistaba. Since the did mitzvah is kifi los, so therefore you should do this. See, here you go into the mitzvah, but it's a logical conclusion of what should happen in order to have a greater avos Hashem. So I would tell you the same thing over here. The way, in order to get to a point that you love, call Echem Yisrael Kagufoy, and cue the buttress, the midris, the character traits, if you go around, instead of saying Lashon Hara, you go around and talk about Shvach Chaveira. And you go around and you chyokus on the moinai. So you come to that point. It's a tachbula of how to get there, but it's not the mitzvah. In sefer mitzvahs, the mitzvah is avas memoin. I should love his. I should want him to have more than the same. I want myself that. No, the Mishnah Torah, the mitzvah is only gufay. Now I want to prove this to you from Pirush Mishnayos. Okay? Not prove it, but you'll see that it's almost a proof, and maybe it is a proof. Okay? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Ovois has a list of types of speech. Okay? He has V'Oimer, V'Ani Oimer, V'Ani Oimer, Ki Hadibo Yischalek Lefi Chiv Teresenu. L'chamisha chalokim. There are five different types of speech. Okay? Mitzuva, v'osa, u'mo'os, v'ohuv, u'mutter. Okay? So, if lefikach is part of the definition, okay, of v'afterach kamoicha, I would put it in mitzuva. Okay? So you can say, no, he left it out. You know, he doesn't mention all the examples. We'll see about that in a second, okay? So, what does he do? In Chelek HaRishon, he puts HaRishon Hu HaMetzuvu Hu Kriyas HaTera V'Limuda V'Iyun Bo V'Zu Mitzasei M'Chuyevis V'Ibalt HaBo V'Hi Kamo Kol HaMitzvus. It's a Chiddush Nifl, you know, we used to say that in Teresh Valpeh, it's the understanding, but it's not clear. He's talking about Dibur. Okay? I'm not getting involved in that. It's not my issue now. Okay? When the Rambam talks about Dibur, בשבח חברו, שבח חברו, אוקיי, אינה תוגבה מצובו, והחילת לו בי, הוא האהוב, it's all, זאת המצווה, הוא הדיבו בשבח המיילס השכליס והמידיוסייס, ובגנוס הפחיסס, משני המינים, גם יחד. To talk about the miles of great midas and the negative aspect of having bad midas, okay? Ve'olis hanefesh le'ela b'sipun b'shirim, to have nice songs and nice stories. No, but they're gedola tales, okay? Okay, the same. And you know, the purpose is not to tell the biography. The purpose is to sow the midas. So good for you, say it. ומניעה מהיהן עושה לדוחם עצמו, וכן לשבח המעולים ולהלום במעלויסם, כדי שיש שייטב מן הוגם בעיני בני אודם, וילכו בדרכו. לגנוס הלויים, אוקיי? וישרחנו מהם וכו'. ויש שייניקו זה החלק רצייני. ועצלוים הלימוד המידס המעולויס, והחוק הזה המידס הפחוסס, דרך ארץ. אוקיי? בואי נשאר. What about Mesapir B'Shvach HaVeira? Mitzvah Torach Kamoicha. And that's Mitzvah. It's not even Ohu. It's nothing. It's a Tachbula. It's a way that I get to Torach Torach Kamoicha. That's how the Rambam leaves it out. I think it's Mamash. I don't know if it's a Raya, but you know, I think it's not bad. Okay? Now, so here, so here, Mamish, everything fits, right? Everything fits except for one thing, okay? There's a Rambam and Matnas Aniyim. I'm not sure what to do with, okay? Besides that, you know, I think we're in pretty good shape. Perches of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Aloch Yud. Okay? The aim of Chom Mitzvah Gedola, Kipidin Shavuyim, Shashovui, הרי הוא בכלל הרעבים והצמאים והרומים ואימי בסכונס נפושת. Okay? See, he's basically everyone, everything all in one. Okay? והמיילים אינו מפדיוני הרי זה ריבה עלי סאמץ אס לבובכו. That's okay. וביטל מצווס פוסויח תפתח אס יותך. That's good. Correct. ומצווכי הכיחימוך, that's also okay. ואוהבתו לריח הקומויך. פידין of שבויים, what to do ואהבתו לריח הקומויך. See, this is bad for many purposes. Even if you would tell me that the pool is part of the mitzvah, or the Ram says, in Perek Yudalad, there's Sefer Takonas, there's Bikachol, there's this and that. And we don't find there's a Takon about this. He's talking about this is the mitzvah. That something peculiar about Pinyin Shavuyim should be the mitzvah. I don't get it.
And not Bikachol.
Yeah. So I could imagine that you can put the word Bechlal over here, and it's Bechlal after the Afka Morcha, but still, it's nothing, and this is the apex of the after Achram. I'm not sure exactly why this should be more or less. Because I guess, since the after Achram, this is the greatest search. Because it's your Avim and this and that. So if you would be this matter, you'd want everyone, this would be your first stalker, okay? But does that make it a, if you talk about Pidyon Shavuyim as a separate category, need a takon d'rabbanan, it's not takon d'rabbanan. So chori is, it's a pasha b'after l'chamocha, we're smaller, right? But this l'chori is only b'chlal. And the Rambam doesn't say b'chlal over here. That's my only problem. Besides that, I think we're okay, safe. Now, So that's what we have. This is what I would tell you. So it's a whole new world over here that it comes out V'Avtalach Kamoicha and Avas Hashem, or the Rambam is showing you in these cases that the way that he uses to define the various mitzvahs and the categories are not the Maisa Mitzvah, but the wherewithal and the way we are mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? So that is that. Now next. Okay? Now, I'm going to go through some of the things that are left out. I'm not going to do everything, but just let's go on. Okay? I just want to give... I decided to start with this, even though Shluka say that they should get the whole picture. Okay. Now, next. V'chein... Titzavenu b'eze pu'ula. I'm going backwards now. Kegoin mashnitz tavinu b'akrobes hakobones. U'binyan ha'echol. Okay? Now, binyan ha'echol, this is the Arabic trans the word. This is what the word heichal. It's an almon. It's a. That's the Arabic. What does he want here? Okay. Why is he mocked him? First, there are two things. What does he want with heichal? Okay. And why is he mocked him? If I would have put a Seder, I would have put Hakovas Kobonus and then Binyan HaHechel. The two questions, why is he called Binyan HaHechel? And why is he mocked him to Hakovas Kobonus to the Binyan HaHechel? Okay? Two reasonable questions, correct? So I want to tell you what the Rambam is trying to do is to tell you that Binyan HaMikdosh is not a heksh mitzvah for Hakovas Kobonos, but it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And if you put it before, you get the impression that it's part of the Seder. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the Bahag and the Yireim don't count in your Pesach. And we have to deal with this, as we probably dealt with it once in Shurish Yibbeis. Okay? So l'cheira, it could be just in general, you could have said the word heichal means there's a certain inyan in this binyan completely independent of the Hakovas Kobonos. Okay? We'll see more about this. Okay? Now, now, what I want to do, now, I want to continue. So I want to tell you one thing over here. It's more than that, okay? And this, if you go back to what we said before, the question is, in Binyan HaBayis, okay, is it the Maisa Binyan, or if the Bayis is Kayim, is also a kiyum in it. Okay? So the truth is, it don't make a difference. We don't know anything from here. And it could be, it's true. We have to see the Shainis in the Rambam in the beginning, which we, you know, I think we discuss a little, do discuss the mitzvah Shem and Sherez Yudbeis, between how the Rambam defines the mitzvah in the beginning of Sherez Yudbeis, and it's a merkaz hamachshava, and what I do, that's the mitzvah all about, correct? And perikud chaf, we discuss about richus, Okay, but I want to tell you one thing. Since this, what we're telling over here in the Pulois, is not the Maisa Mitzvah, but the wherewithal, the way we are Mekayim the Mitzvah, the way you do it is Binyan HaHechel. But it could be once the Hechel is built, it could be there's a cue in the fact the Hechel is Kayim. Okay? So this is not a problem whatsoever, correct? Now,
the fact that the Binyan HaMikdash is a Chiv on the Tzibur, as opposed to the other things which you understand in terms of Chovas HaYachid, seems to put in
the Chovas Komonis might be the Tzibur. You have to know with it. You have to go through all the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I understand you can play with it. Okay? But say the little Tzibur. This is what he did. He switches the order around, and maybe he picks this as an example, just what we were talking about before. Okay? Now, befragt if you pass him makliv makushin bias as a mitzvah being in a bias, so you don't need the base of mikdash. So chere is the mitzvah. Halachas Gedolos has Parshas Mishkan, V'chol Kelo, V'Shemen Amor, Bigdei Srod, Kiddush Kohanim V'Chinuch, Parshas Shemen Amikdus, U'Kteres Asamim. And the Reyem, the Baha quotes it, Parshas Mishkan is a one long thing. Everything about the Mikdus, we don't know what it is exactly, but the Reyem only quotes the first two categories, not the category of Parshas. Doesn't have any mention of Mikdash Bechlau. Shh! It could be another reason why it's called Hechel. Because the separate Inyan in Mikdash, the Legadloi Lugoymemoi. And that's why it's called Hechel. To Muram is this. And that is a separate mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah of base. A mitzvah of base, he should see bono lishmo a mitzvah, velechet svivoy, tomid, v'chol laylo, kol a laylo, legadloi, ulechabdoi, uleloimamoi. He nekva his ames lecho, ki shmirosoi mitzvah say. V'shom ne'mal gedula le'mikdash sheyesh olav shoymim le'doim plau palterin sheyesh olav hashoymim le'palterin she'ein olav hashoymim v'yadua ki paloi palterin. This is what he calls that palterin. That's also called Hechel. Look at that. It's another. It's the same word. Yes, that palo, right? He says loydema palterin. It's probably in the original Hebrew, right? You see that in Chavbeis? Shh. You have Chavbeis. Mister say Chavbeis. Give me a
step. Here he says palterin shem armon.
Okay, armon. Okay, it's armon hechel. The same type of thing. Because that's what it is. And that's why the Rama Perek Aleph in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when he talks about Avodah Zarah, what they did, he says, the Rama says, he says the word Hecholos in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Halacha Aleph. He calls Botei Avodah Zarah Hecholos. And that's also because they have in mind, because the Ram there is talking about Legadil Lereimen Avodah Zarah. And that's what it's all about. Okay? Okay. Now, that is this. Now, next. v'tis hirenu me'ezapula, v'tis hirenu me'ezapula, goymashu z'halnu milahakriv l'zulosa yis'ale ulemishtacha v'is l'neva z'ulosa. Are we talking about two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? So lav, loisa se, as horas. See here, he's referring to loisa se hey. And loisa se hey is ishtachavo and avoidus hachovo, avoid the kedalko. If it's avoid the kedalko, there's a separate lav, loisa avoid the shalei kedalko. But he's not talking about it, he's talking about hachovo and ishtachavo. So chera, he's talking about the same mitzvah. Correct? So he's talking about Shchita, Aktor, Venisuk, Vizirik. Besides the Shtachavo. And Loisa Sevov, which the Loisa, avoid the Kedaka, like Toya Lepo'o, Lachera, is nothing to do with Akhova Bechal. So not what he's talking about here. Now, there's a diuk over here, which questions it something, because he says, what is l'shtachavo is l'neva zulosai, he adds zulosai. But what does he say before? L'neva zulosai, u'lahakri v'zulosai yis'ale. L'zulosai yis'ale, and then he adds that it's a neva. Why, when he says akrova, he says luzosai yisale, and when he talks about ishtachavo, he talks about, he should say ishtachavo is luzulosai. There he says never. So the answer is, you would have said that, you would have said that if it's akrova, see, you could have had a person that you mishtachave and it's not a problem, okay? But it has to be a neva. But in hachrova, you're not makhav to a person, you're makhav to a person, not itself as a chodazor. But the Rambam in Mishneh Torah uses the word neva. Bamedvom Amurim in Perek Gimel Och Gimel in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, is mashma that Hakrova also requires Nevod, okay? Which I could have imagined it doesn't, unless that he says so himself. Because it's Bamedvom Amurim B'Shar Avodahs Chutz Mishtachveh V'Zareich U'Makti U'Menasech. So this I'm very confused about. So I would have said that Ishtachavo requires a nevad, but Akrova doesn't. In Mishneh Torah, don't get that impression. It's a steal and not basically. Okay? So, Rabbi Yisai, I guess we can call it this week. And